Again, I'm Colette. I have come to you as the accreditation coordinator for the New Jersey Department of Health. I wear many hats at the New Jersey Department of Health, and I inherited the coordinator hat somewhere around June 2013 when our former coordinator retired, which has been one of the major challenges of this entire process is the influx of staff. I'm going to start with a little bit of background on New Jersey, the state, the people, talk to you about our process with respect to gearing up to apply for accreditation, and also detail the challenges and the lessons learned along the way. Right now, we are actually in the process of document selection and review, I should tell you, and we hope to submit our documents at the end of January. So here we have, for you to see, a few different views of New Jersey. This is Paterson, New Jersey, which is a very urban area. It looks very beautiful there. It's also poverty-stricken and a really high crime rate. This here is a farm in Flemington where my sister lives, and you can literally run into deer and cows along the way, anywhere you go. And this is Wildwood Beach, which is on the shore. So all of these things, this is Newark, where I was born and raised, but this is actually the airport. I wasn't born and raised there. another farm in Warren County, and my favorite beach, Seven Presidents, which is in Long Branch, which is central New Jersey. So we have that distinction of north, central, and southern New Jersey, which is more cultural than actual. No one can tell you exactly where one begins and the other ends, but we have different cultures in those different regions of New Jersey. You know, from who we support in terms of teams, Giants versus Phillies, or even what we eat. They're all sandwiches. Well, we call them subs in the north, and they're hoagies in the south. So it's very different culturally across the state. As you may be aware, New Jersey is one of the top racially, ethnically diverse states in the nation. I think we're at like number three now. Very densely populated, second most densely populated in the state. We have one in five foreign-born residents, with one in three reporting speaking a different language other than English at home, myself included. This here is the Department of Health. This is actually the building we sit in, and I am located somewhere around here. Established in 1947, we are an executive branch of the government. We are governed by the governor's office. The State Department of Health, there's one. There's 21 county health departments and 93 local health departments, and that fluctuates based on whether or not they share services, etc. I am located within the Office of the Commissioner, and the Office of the Commissioner has three separate governing branches, over 1,200 employees. Well, this is not very easy to read, and I can't seem to get it big enough so that people can see what it says, but I'll talk you through it. Right here is where I sit. The accreditation efforts are being led by my branch, the Office of Policy and Strategic Planning, which is led by Kathleen Bennett. All of these guys up here, Chief of Staff, Deputy Commissioner over Public Health Services, and Deputy Commissioner over Health Systems have staff that are called Executive Assistants or Chief Administrative Operators, who are all very engaged in the accreditation process, and all the units under them have individuals who participate in the accreditation champion work group, which is leading the effort for the agency. Our overarching strategy has been to obtain and maintain leadership support, which has been critical in moving this along. You'll see later just how long we've been going through this process, and without that senior management support, it probably would not actually be successful. We also recognize the value in achieving buy-in at all levels, so staff as well as middle management, lower-level staff, middle management, everyone needs to be engaged and understand the process and the value of the process to the department. We have been trying to clearly define the coordinating structure, because everyone's always looking for someone to ask the questions. So we try to make that clear to folks and point them in the direction of the people in their units that are organizing the efforts. We also found it very essential to make sure that We make it clear constantly that our activities are aligned with the department's strategic plan, state health improvement plan, state health assessment, quality improvement plans, and all the other initiatives that folks have been involved in throughout the years. And we have all along the way been trying to find additional funding, staffing resource to help us move along the process. So early on, we completed a readiness checklist. Our prior coordinator actually did the early on engagement of senior management level folks, did the readiness checklist and coordinated the gap assessment, the readiness, the gap assessment. I came in, I was always involved in developing the prerequisites because I also double as a state healthy people coordinator, the state health improvement plan coordinator. So I was working on that all along, and this was a natural attachment to my usual responsibilities. I was heavily involved in conducting the internal assessment and the gap analysis. We had a steering committee which led that process, which evolved into a different kind of committee once we finished the internal assessment. We launched a QI training.